بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أتقن بحكمته ما فطر وبنى وشرع الشرائع رحمة وحكمة طريقا وسننا وأمرنا بطاعته لا لحاجته بل لنا يغفر الذنوب لكل من تاب إلى ربه ودنا ويجزل العطايا لمن كان محسنا بقوله تعالى الذين جاهدوا فينا لنهتينهم سبلنا. أحمده على فضائله سرا وعلنا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله رفعه فوق السماوات ودنا. With the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, the praise, the thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has done the best by His wisdom. What was originated and built and formed our constitution upon mercy and wisdom. Our path to know the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he created for us and ordered us to obey him for our benefit. And he has no need of anyone or anything. He forgives the sins of all those who repent and who try to achieve his pleasure. And he is the generous to those who do good deeds. As he has said in his book, and those who strive for us, we will surely guide them to our ways. I praise him for his virtue secretly and openly, and I bear witness that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He has no partners and associates, and I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the one who he has raised above all of the heavens and brought him near. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, indeed, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of words. And the best guidance is that guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through his prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. You may recall, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, in last Friday's khutbah, that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to share a gift of knowledge, alhamdulillah, from my mentor and teacher, Dr. Rashad al-Musawi, regarding Suratul Ikhlas. And today, inshallah, he asked that I share with you his khutbah, which gives us a glimpse of the benefits of the salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us to share, wallahi, is a treasure trove of knowledge. So we begin with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in his book, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلَى آلِ مُحَمَّدْ كَمَا صَلَّيْتَ عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَعَلَى آلِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَبَارِكْ عَلَى مُحَمَّدْ وَعَلَى آلِ مُحَمَّدْ كَمَا بَارَكْتَ عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَعَلَى آلِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فِي الْعَالَمِينَ إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, long ago, sometime after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there was a Muslim brother who lived in Medina with his wife and children, whose poverty had drove him to depression. Mind you, at this time, the dinar was the currency. And according to some historians, 10 dinars, roughly, was worth an ounce of gold. 10 dinars was worth an ounce of gold. So for us, that's almost $4,000 for 10 dinars. Well, our Muslim brother, subhanAllah, he was roughly 50 ounces of gold in debt. 50 ounces of gold, or 500 dinars in debt. And he had no way to pay it. SubhanAllah, his creditors were chasing him left and right, day and night. And no matter what he did, he was always coming up short. Finally, one day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him to run across a merchant. And when he told him his story, the merchant pitied him. And he told him, look, I will give you 500 dinars on one condition. That 1 year from today, you will repay me 500 dinars with no questions, no hesitation, and no delay. So our Muslim brother agreed. Alhamdulillah. He collected the 500 dinars, went straight to his creditors and paid everybody off. And he figured that, inshallah, within a year's time, that should be sufficient enough to pay off this one creditor, this one debt. Well, the days turned into weeks, the weeks turned into months. And no matter what our Muslim brother did, he came up short. So much so that when the merchant found him a year to the day, he said, Ya Akhi, your debt is due. What say you? He said, yes, my debt has come due. But unfortunately, I'm even more in debt. So I owe you and I owe others as well. The merchant marched straight to court. Filed a case against our Muslim brother whose poverty was severe. So when the case came before the court, mind you, this happened. When the case came before the court, the merchant pleaded his case. I loaned this man 500 dinars to get him out of debt. The agreement was that he was going to pay me back 1 year later. He ain't got the money. The judge turned to the poor man. What say you? He said, it's true. I don't have the money. I promised to pay him, but subhanAllah, I've been unable to do so. So the judge said, well, you admit your guilt. You don't have the money to pay? He said, no. You don't have any prospects? No, Your Honor. He said, well, I'm sorry. Then I must sentence you to prison. So our Muslim brother, he said, Your Honor, I accept your judgment. However, I'm going to need to inform my family. So if you will allow me, Your Honor, just the opportunity to leave here and come back tomorrow, and I will submit myself to your custody. Now, as you know, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, even in today's society, that's a tall request, especially, you know, unless you have an exemplary character or you're a rich person, or you got bail money, you're not going to walk out that courtroom without some guarantee. And that was the same then. The judge said, you want me to let you walk out and come back tomorrow to go to jail? He said, okay, well, what's your guarantee? Who's going to guarantee your return? Our Muslim brother, he said, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. He said, as you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the best servants of Allah are al-mufoon, al-mutatayyaboon, those who honor their oaths are the best or the good people. They are among the good people. So if I do not come back, you will be a witness against me in this life and in the next life that I am not a Muslim from the Muslims of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This shocked the judge. And him, alhamdulillah, being a good Muslim with good character and fairness, he said to himself, nobody would put their neck on the line like this unless they really have good character and are truthful. And even though, should this man not return, it would be the judge on the hook, he allowed him to go back to his family. He said, okay, you can return to your family on one condition, that first light, you are here in this court to submit yourself to our custody. And so our Muslim brother left and went home to his family. When he got there, mashallah, Allah had blessed him with a wife that feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, when she got the news that her husband would have to go and remand himself to court instead of panicking, she said, okay, my husband, let us gather our children and let us make the salawat on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open an exit for us, inshallah ta'ala, and be idnillah, free us from this situation. And so they did. They gathered in the late part of the day, and after making their salats, they continued to send the salawat. And when salat came, they stopped, made salat, and continued to make the salawat all the way until they all fell asleep. So the man slept. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with an exit from his situation, and had no other one deliver him from it except Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم استغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, our Muslim brother leapt from his sleep, anxious for the day to get started with business. Once it did, he ran headlong to Bayt al-Mal. For those of you who don't know what Bayt al-Mal is, that is the place in Muslim societies, especially established by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where we go when we have needs. When the Muslim has a need, he goes to Bayt al-Mal. He went straight to Bayt al-Mal, asking for the wali. When the wali came, he said, assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. He said, I was sent to you by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And he told me to tell you to pay my debt. The Wali was naturally suspicious. Do you have any proof? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he said that if you ask for proof, he said to tell you, I have two proofs. Number one is that every day you send 1,000 salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. At this, the Wali was shocked and he fell to his knees. The man continued and he said, and the second proof is that last night you were making the salawat and you thought you made a mistake in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He said, to tell you, you did not make a mistake. It was accurate and it is accepted. The Wali passed out. They threw water on his face, brought him to. And as soon as he came to, he said, come with me. So the man followed the Wali. He took a bag, 500 dinars in it, and he gave it to the man. Here, Bismillah, fulfilled my command, but wait. And he took from his own stores, his personal wealth, and he said, here is 500 dinar from me for you bringing me the greetings from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Day had come. Court was looking for him. So he ran to the court. He entered the court and behind him was the merchant. As soon as he walked into the court, the judge stopped what he was doing. Hey, and he lifted a bag. In it was 500 dinars. And he said, I have been ordered by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in a vision that I had last night to pay your debt. And I am paying it. This is the judge. And here is 500 dinars from me to you for you bringing me the greetings from him. Before he could finish, the merchant came in. Wait! Release him! I forgive him the debt. And I'm giving him 500 dinars from me for him because of this situation. That Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and spoke to me in a vision. He told me, if you forgive him of his debt, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. And for this, I am giving him from me 500 dinars. This happened. So the man went into court owing 500 dinars and came out with 4,000. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. What the salawat can do for you. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a special angel who listens for those who send the salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he hears it, he goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He tells him, by the man's name and his father's name, or by the woman's name and her father's name, so-and-so, son of so-and-so, sends you the salawat. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah returns the life to him, and he returns the greeting. For every salawat, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we know we send the salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam one time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends salawat upon us 10 times. And so that we understand, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what that means, just in one sense, just one case in point, someone who is miskeen or someone who is here and they're like, oh, I want to support, but I have no money. I have no means to pay my zakat. The salawat is zakat. The salawat is zakat. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave us naked or empty or broke, where we cannot even fulfill the commandments, the pillars that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, has made upon us. I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was greeted by Jibreel alayhi salam, and Jibreel alayhi salam, he told him, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listen, there is no one who sends prayers upon you without 70,000 angels praying upon him. And whoever 70,000 angels pray upon, that is one of the people of paradise. So now when you hear me say, Sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima, will you be silent? Or will you say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, O people, يا أيها الناس, remember Allah, for يوم القيامة is coming, the day of judgment is coming, and death is coming with whatever is inside it. And so Abi ibn Ka'b, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I increased the salawat upon you. How much of it should I increase it? And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, as much as you wish. Ibn Ka'b, he said, a quarter, meaning a quarter of my salah, should it be upon you? Of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, as you wish. He said, what if I increase it to half? Would that be good? Of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, as you wish. He said, what about two-thirds? Of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, as you wish. Whatever you increase, it would be better for you. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should I make all of my salat just upon you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if you do so, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you and take care of whatever it is that concerns you. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you of your sins and he will take care of whatever your concerns are. So remember who we're talking about, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're not going to inform him about your problem. He knows. He created us. Our destiny is set. And we are given these musibah, these trials, these tests to test our faith. And if we focus on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to focus on, and here, clearly, it's the salawat. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. This, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is something that is far beyond our understanding with regards to its importance. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his name on his throne, right? La ilaha illallah, Muhammad al-Rasulullah is on the arsh. It is on the arsh. And for him to say, Inna Allah wa malaikatu yusalluna ala nabi. This, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, should be a wake-up call. Hey, this is what Allah likes. This is what pleases him. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his manner with his slave is that if he accepts one of two, he doesn't reject the second. So if you present your salawat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He always accepts the salawat. Always. And if you put a request with the salawat, He will accept the salawat and accept your request. Praise Allah, of course. Acknowledge Him. Send the salawat. Make your request. End it with the salawat. Guaranteed to be received, inshallah. This is our adab. This is how we should have our manners with approaching Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we are coming to the end of our time. But suffice it to say, inshallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to understand the importance of the salawat in our everyday life. That we should not neglect it for one moment. Our tongue should not be dry from sending salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we don't know it in Arabic, make sure you have it down pat in your language. But strive to learn it in its language. Some of us may be new, like our Muslim brother Orpheus just became Muslim. He may not know the salawat now. But inshallah ta'ala, you will learn and you will understand it is the best thing that you can offer. As a matter of fact, we should all know this. The salat that we are asked about, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, that the first thing to be asked about is what? Salah. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course we know that the salah hangs above the head of the Muslim. Until what? Until he sends the salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminded us that the stingiest man, stingy is the one who what? Hears his name and doesn't send the greetings upon him. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I cannot possibly, in the short time that we have, explain how many ways that we can send the salawat and what each salawat has as far as its reward and what each salawat will give when we make it, depending upon that salawat. So I invite you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, and remind you as I remind myself, do not miss the opportunity, especially today, that according to Ibn Hujr, he said that Ja'far bin Ibn Muhammad, alayhi salam, he said, whoever prays and says, O Allah, send the prayers upon Muhammad and the family of Muhammad and the household of Muhammad 100 times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant 100 requests for him. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ahli bayti Muhammad. 100 times. Super short. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ahli bayti Muhammad. 100 times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant 100 requests, 30 in the dunya and 70 in the akhirah. Be in the letter ta'ala, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. You take the opportunity to do something today. To say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ahli bayti Muhammad, abduka, وَنَبِيُّكَ النَّبِيُّ أُمِّي. This is reported in the book of Ihya al-Umuddin by Imam Ghazali. Some of you may know the book. Whoever says this every Friday, 80 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him for 80 years of his sin. Maybe you have a few minutes to say, O Allah, send the prayers upon Muhammad and the family of Muhammad, your slave, your prophet, the Ummi prophet, 80 times. And inshallah ta'ala, you benefit yourself freedom for 80 years of sins. Every Friday, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much He loves to hear us send the salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah ta'ala, remember this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah is Al-Kareem, the generous. And this is part of His generosity by giving us something small to do and pay attention to Al-Rasul, this who He's made the focus, Al-Mustafa, the chosen one, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to us as what? Rahmatul Alameen, a mercy. With the knowledge that just this simple thing, acknowledging His position, and inshallah ta'ala, bi-idhnillah, blessing us to have His intercession on Yawm al-Qiyamah, when every one of us will need it. So I remind you of this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself in closing, and bi-idhnillah ta'ala, follow me in this dua, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we beg Him to accept, inshallah ta'ala, and bless us with the best of its rewards. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. A prayer that saves us all from all of the calamities and all of the illness by this salah, and answer all of our requests and all of our needs, and purify us from all of our sins, and raise us by this salah to the highest station with You, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. And by this prayer, let us reach the apex of what pleases You from all of the good things in this life and the good after death, and have mercy upon us by Your mercy in this life and in the next, and save us from the fire and from the problems that we face, or the problems that we face and may face in the future. And make all of our last call, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Akhir da'wana, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your fasting and our fasting, and accept our good deeds, inshallah. Ameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم وأقيم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر